Good morning. I'm Wendy Nicholson, producer of Sonoma Spotlight, in for Roland Giacopetti. My guest this morning is another Wendy, Wendy Sillman, the Director of Education of Santa Rosa Symphony. Welcome, Wendy.
Well, thank you, Wendy.
I thought it would be fun if I got the chance to welcome you on the air this morning to talk about the upcoming event. The Santa Rosa Symphony Youth Orchestra is having their Bon Voyage concert coming right up. It's going to take place on Saturday, June 16th at 3 p.m. at Weill Hall at the Green Music Center.
That's right. This is our last concert in the United States before the orchestra heads off to Europe.
Well, we're hoping to have the Weill Hall filled up with supporters of the Youth Orchestra. It's a wonderful organization. There'll be 71 musicians going on this concert, the European Tour 2018, and we want to support the Youth Orchestra by being in the audience on the 16th. They're going to start at 3 p.m. There's 71 musicians aged 10 to 23 years old, and they're going to perform later in June in Salzburg, Vienna, and Budapest.
And the audience will have a chance to hear what they're going to perform in Europe. And in addition, we have one of our concerto competition winners, Chloe Watson, who will be performing on bassoon. She's playing the Villa-Lobos bassoon concerto. It is absolutely gorgeous. We also have a world premiere, and that is by Gloria Coates, who is a very well-known, groundbreaking woman composer living in Munich. She's American, but she's been in Munich since the 60s, and she's award-winning, and one of the grandparents of one of our students has commissioned her to write a work for our orchestra just for this occasion. It's called Stardust and Dark Matter, and we're very excited about performing this world premiere. Also on the program is Dirty Cello with Rebecca Rodman, and they're playing Heritage Klezmer Concerto. They will be going on tour with us as well.
Oh, well, that's the first I heard that they're actually accompanying you on the tour, and we've heard them here many a time, and that sounds like an exciting addition to have their klezmer music. And, of course, Rebecca Rodman and the Dirty Cello and the way she plays cello, a fun addition to the evening's events. And you have 71 young musicians touring these three major cities. They'll be doing some performances, obviously, some of the same material that's on the program, correct?
Right. They're going to be playing in Mozarteum in Salzburg, which is a world-class concert hall, so that's very exciting. They'll also get to visit the salt mines near Salzburg, so that should be a fun adventure. And in Vienna, we're playing outside of Vienna with another youth ensemble, and in Budapest, there will be another performance, and also a lot of sightseeing in all of these cities. In Vienna, they'll see birthplace of many of our famous composers and visit museums. There's a music museum devoted entirely to music where they'll have a chance to practice conducting with the Vienna Philharmonic.
Well, it just sounds like the whole event for the summer is going to be amazing. The Youth Orchestra, of course, is an unparalleled opportunity for youth to learn and be educated. And I'm glad we're talking to you, Wendy, the Director of Education with the Santa Rosa Symphony. And you must be excited about this journey coming up.
I'm very excited. I'm one of the adults who gets to go on this trip, and I'm really glad to be able to do that. We have 7 parent chaperones and 4 staff going along with the 71 students. So
we're very glad that you could join us today and tell us about this concert coming up at the Green Music Center at Weill Hall. It'll be on Saturday, June 16th at 3 p.m. And we are very much excited to support the Youth Orchestra from Santa Rosa Symphony. It's the Bon Voyage concert, and also will include a farewell to Maestro Richard Lohide. Thank you for joining us, Wendy.
Thank you so much.